listening to Teachings of Rose.
Do you ask your other questions, dear one?
My other question has to do with actually experiencing myself as the world. And I'm just finding that so difficult these days because, especially looking at sort of the political discussions going on in the United States right now regarding healthcare, and, I'm just finding that it's so hard for me to accept that I am everyone when I look at how strongly I disagree with some of the antics of some of the people who are, for example, disrupting the town hall meetings by various representatives of Congress right now. And I was wondering if you might give some words of advice on worldifying myself in that way.
That is a very excellent question. We are wanting to speak about that too. Why not think that you're allowing self to ask the question has everything to do with why you're wanting to be in the world as Rose too. For you're Rose too, correct? In some ways, you're allowed to say you're Rose, for in wanting to be like Essence, your loving self enough to want to proceed onward as well as upward, right? But you're aware also that you're wanting to allow self to embrace the self that is lower in some ways too, correct? The self that is lower in some ways, not to say this is a very bad thing, it's not. Only you're wanting to move into new areas of expression sometimes means you need to let the self go that you're in at the time, correct? So you can think of self as a set of nested Russian dolls who are always whole in as well as of themselves, but they are part of something bigger, correct? So you're wanting to say, I want to embrace that self that is nested in me, but I've allowed to grow beyond too, right? So in this, you're wanting to say, I want to be that person again when I disrupt a town hall meeting. I want to know that again when you say that. Then you do what? You say, I'm glad I'm not that anymore. I'm glad I've moved beyond that. In many ways, you're always doing this, always evolving. So even Rose has to do something similar to talk to you, to say, I'm glad I'm not that anymore. Because we'll say this next, I suffered so much in that space as well as time. You're aware that Rose doesn't have focuses of attention, but you're also aware we are very wide. So you can consider us as being very aware of what focus experience is like. So in this, you're wanting to say, I'm that now. What Rose is to me is what I'm to that individual who is being really silly as well as mean in many ways. So you're not that. You're not silly as well as mean, but you are not including as much allowance for self. There's that word again, allowance for self, that you would if you were Rose. Okay? So allow them to be who they are, for without them you would not be you, dear one. You have done that too, okay? You've done that too. You've allowed that to be your expression to learn from that. Allow the many individuals in the world to do that too. Now, this doesn't mean you need to sit back as well as watch their antics. You can include in your response sometimes a very big contrary action that says, I don't want you to do that. That is not appropriate. Okay? Just the same as you'd want someone to tell you that when you go awry in some ways, okay? So, not that you do that, but you know what we mean about that, we think. So, don't let them get you down. Try to allow yourself to respond in compassionate as well as appropriate ways to their actions, but don't let yourself get too down about them, for they are only doing what humans do. On your way of spirit, you need to sometimes do things the wrong way first, okay? That's all. Does that help, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. We are very happy you've decided to join us this evening, dear one. We're looking forward to further conversations with you, indeed. Okay? So do so. We'll allow your questions some more. Dan, if you have them.
No, I don't have any others.
Okay. We'll say adieu to you for the time being, but we'll say also that you're wanting to connect to Rose in dream state to allow yourself to learn the things you're looking into. So let us intrude in your dream space to help you into the next phase as well. Okay, dear one?
Okay.
Okay. You have other questions, dear ones, in the room or Daisy?
Can I comment on Dan's question?
Do so.
I think the way in which I see myself as the world, when I see bad things in the world, I think of sometimes how essence may help us get into situations that are uncomfortable for us, that we don't like. But those bad situations tend to help us get to where we need to be, or they help us learn something so we can get to where we need to be. And then when you look at the world and you see things that you don't like happening, in that same way, it's helping the world get to where it needs to be. And so you can relate those two things together. You know, how you in essence can create a bad situation or something that's uncomfortable for you and you don't like it. In the same way, the world and us as the world create situations that are uncomfortable for us in order to get us as the world to where we need to be and to learn from that. And that's how I relate those two.
As well as allow self to love self into the next phase by experiencing these things too. But in your desire to have these things occur, you have reason to say, I love self so much for doing that in my past as well, doing those things that were different. We'll say, not difficult, we don't like that word, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but different things do help you to love self into the next phase, as well as look in on yourselves in your past sense to love yourself for doing that, indeed, for going through those things as you're learning that other individuals do as well. Any other comments about that? Loving self or being the world? Do you have a sense the world is you, dear ones?
I just want to comment on that. Various teachers teach this, you know, the other as you. And it's a great paradoxical teaching because you have a self boundary. You have your egoic sense of self. And yet, so then intellectually you become curious, well, how can these other egos be me? And it doesn't really make sense from an intellectual or egoic, contracted, concentrated standpoint. But what I believe the intent of the teaching is to help us loosen that contraction of our self-identity in a sense that we can open to others. And the way that Steve started out tonight by, you know, this brain clamp problem and actually loving it. And Dan, I'm just thinking about those town hall meetings and the Rush Limbaughs and other Glenn Beck type pundit entertainers out there who make a living off of being quite contrary and pulling strings of being contrary in their own ways. And it's like a great big food fight at times. The good news is that most of the time nobody really gets hurt. But I say most of the time. The other time, you know, healthcare is broken in this country. It could be run more efficiently. We're a wealthy country. There's people who could use healthcare. And there's, you know, a half dozen other related themes in there. You know, victimhood and welfare belief system, entitlement system to, you know, the best medical care and so on. And so in the process of worldifying myself, you know, I intellectually believe that I am all that. In my heart and my stomach, yellow energy center, the feeling centers, it's rare that I can merge with the others to the extent where it's I'm inside them, I'm being them, I'm walking a mile in their shoes, I totally understand where they're coming from. But I think that's part of the practice and the challenge. You know, when Rose asked us to worldify ourselves, it's a process. And it does help us widen our awareness and be more empathic and, you know, maybe make the world a more cooperative, emphasize more cooperation.
By doing what to them?
Loving them. Allowing them.
Allowing them enough to do what? Be contrary to them, right? Be saying, I don't think you're right. In that, do you think they need to be going their way without anyone speaking up about them?
No, and I think just with the recession and the banking meltdown and the malfeasance on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs just turned a $1 or $3 billion profit in the second quarter, just half a year after this meltdown, which is outrageously bizarre. You know, they need to be regulated, and those business interests need checks and balances that take the wealth from the small 1 to 2% that have 90% of the wealth and make more opportunities for those of us who can generate wealth and do other things, given the opportunity to do so.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
I have seen the dark side of Medicare, which is a federal government-run program. And they're trying to say that there are too many elderly in the program. The only reason there are too many elderly is because they have borrowed money from both Social Security and from Medicare, and they have been unable to pay it back because of what's been happening. Therefore, they don't really have the right amount of money to pay those already in it. If you're not really sick, Medicare is an okay system, as Obama says. But on the other hand, if you get into the back neighborhood like I have for whatever reason, you see the shadow side. This is not a good company. Now they want to take out some more $1 billion for Medicare. They want to bring in 15 more years of people into this program. They're telling you how wonderful it is, and it isn't. It preys on the vulnerable. And I've begun to ask myself, if we elect these candidates to office and we pay their salaries and we're not happy about the things that they're doing, and not everybody is unhappy about the same things, why aren't we speaking up? We've been really terrified to take the contrary. That's the message of this whole evening. The second thing is that if I'm wondering why I don't have their remarkably good, fulfilling medical stuff, we're not only paying their salary, we're not complaining about what we know they're doing wrong, we've given them a blank check to continue, and on the other hand, they have this wonderful health care. They passed it without letting any of us know that they had. And I'm wondering why I don't have the same really good health care, because obviously those in Congress know it's important they have it. And why they're not trying to earn that from us with the appropriate way of behaving to their constituents. So I'm finding that the dark side of this is actually honing my awareness of what really is happening and what I'm listening to. I don't like it, but it's also driving me to take some actions.
Exactly. Doing that is the point here. Taking action is very urgently needed in your world. So why not say, I love you enough to say, I don't like that behavior anymore. I don't approve of that. I know better than you how things should be. So I'm stepping in as your advisor on this to say, I don't think you should be allowed to continue. For in allowance, you have reasons to say, I don't want to allow that. I can still love that. I can still love you. But in my allowance for your behaviors, I learned that to allow you to continue is the point I need to make here. So in allowing, you have some reason to say, I don't love that too. Okay? So to say, I don't love that is not the point. You can allow that, but you need to say, I don't love that in some ways too. This is why we don't use the term allow to be synonymous with love. For in allowing things, you sometimes love things, you sometimes don't. We want you to allow things, but also love them in ways that are not always allowing the behaviors involved with them. So don't allow things if you don't think these are behaviors you find healthy. Let them know that you don't approve. Let them know you can't take their behaviors anymore. And this you need to do loving in new ways. You need to love them enough to say, I won't allow that anymore, okay? So, that's why you need to say, I don't want that in the world. So your loving them into their next phase has everything to do with their behaviors too. Why not say, I will not allow you to behave on this level when I believe you should be behaving on another level, like children, indeed, like children, exactly like children. You need to say, I don't allow you to do this because I do love you enough to correct your behaviors, okay? So let that sink in for a while. For in loving others, you need to sometimes say, I don't like that one bit, indeed, okay? So do you have any other questions?
I'd love to be able to say that to a U.S. senator, you know, and have a context where, you know, their power is stripped away and it's a more level playing field. And it's like, how dare you, you hypocrite, you know.
You have every reason to be contrary to them, for they are not as powerful as you give them credit for. You have the power, indeed. You do in every way. You create your reality, correct? So in loving the senators enough to say, I don't approve of that behavior, I am taking back your job as well as your power over me as well as others, I therefore am assuming the senatorship from California, for I'm doing this in the way of spirit for myself. I'm being my own senator. And this you'll do what? You discover the senator has issues too. Issues that you'll want to provide helpfulness for too. So in sauntering the senator, you'll discover your ways are better in some ways, as well as depict in new ways his profile. For in his desire to be healthy, sometimes the senator won't do what he needs to do. He thinks he needs to do certain things in his senatorship, but he does not. In this, he needs correction too. In this, you're seeing how very many senators fall as well. Don't you know that? In recent news articles, the senators are failing. Why? For reasons you know are true. They are failing because they don't allow self to be in the world in ways that are healthy for them. They're having affairs. They're having face lifts. They are loving only others who do them harm. They are not truly wonderful individuals, all of them. Some are. But in this, you sometimes give up your power to them because of their authority in the Senate, as well as House, as well as any other sort of authority that you can imagine. You sometimes do give up your power, thinking they hold power over you more than they do. So don't let them. Speak up to your senators, your congressmen, as well as every bank manager you come across, for they need to hear from you. There's nothing wrong with telling off a bank manager for the things you're learning about the banking system. Why not really let them have it? They don't realize the power over the situation. You know this to be true, but they are part of the system too, aren't they? They are. They're getting their paycheck from these banks. Why not really let them have it too, if you feel it's appropriate? Okay? So you don't have to squelch your expressions because you don't see the people involved with these lessons and potentials. You can allow yourself to teal off someone you need to anytime you want to. Don't wrong on self for letting people have it sometimes. You need to at times, okay? But do so. Let's take a poll. From now on, let's say, who is going to be very contrary from now on? Who will say...
Oh, I'm going to try.
Next session, that you did something very speaking up-ish. Okay? Very contrary. Let's take a poll now. Who is going to do
it.
So?
It feels good.
Okay.
I will. I do it every week.
Me.
Yeah, me okay. Too.
I will too.
Okay.
Well, I would never be
contrary. Oh, this
will be fun, guys. Your middle name is contrary.
Let's say next time we'll take a poll to find out exactly what you did in the meantime. Okay, dear ones?
That's a deal.
Let's say let's yell as well as scream if you need to. Okay, we'll throw down the gauntlet on that, okay? So, let's take a few minutes to wrap up as well as take in any other questions you have this evening, dear ones?
You are listening to Teachings of Rose.